to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Seva and Sadhana. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The time right now in our studio is 11:50 a.m. and it's a bright and warm day here at the ashram. Today is 6th of October 2016. Well, on 3rd of October, the Sri Satya Sai Gram Seva started here. Here, it's a part of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in which boys go to the different villages around Puttaparthi and distribute Swami's prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes. So this Gram Seva will continue till 11th of this month, and yesterday started another Yajnam, just like Gram Seva, another Yajnam which happens every year in Puttaparthi, that is the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam, which happens in Purnachandra Auditorium. So yesterday it started and it will go on till 11th. 11th will be the Purnahuti of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam, and 11th also happens to be the Vijayadashami day. In fact, yesterday another Yajnam also started, the third Yajnam, which happens every year on the occasion of Dasara festival here at the ashram. Well, the first Yajnam being the Sri Satya Sai Gram Seva, the second Yajnam being the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam, and the third Yajnam is the Vidwan Mahasabha, which happens in the Sai Kulanth Hall in the evenings. Well, in the Vidwan Mahasabha, there will be a scholar and he will speak to us on some spiritual topic in the evening in Sai Kulanth Hall. Well, dear listeners, the Vidwan Mahasabha will continue from yesterday till 11th, and you can watch live video of the evening proceedings in the Sai Kulanth Hall. In fact, yesterday you would have watched. If you have missed it, you can just log into our website and watch it again. Watch it. And today's, and you can watch it, continue watching it for the next 1 week till 11th. So in the evening, there will be a few cultural programs also put up by the different campuses of Bhagwan Sri University. So that's the update, and let's come to the segment Seva and Sadhana. Today in this segment Seva and Sadhana, I'll be reading out for you a Seva story from our website radiosai.org. This Seva story was published in the year 2009 in our website Radiosai, and today I'll be reading out for you. So the name of the Seva story is How a Hell of Pain Became a Heaven of Love, by the sheer power of selfless love. If life is lost in dreaming and being is lost in becoming, then creation is an eternal saga of searching for joy that is fulfilling. From wealth to power and positions, from fame to relationships, human beings wander all over, seeking that elusive and gratifying joy that may lend a sense of completion and meaning to their lives. In February 2009, the Radio Sai team witnessed and recorded this pursuit of happiness in an unusual setting, an unattended and isolated ward of a premier hospital in Bhubaneswar, the capital city of the East Indian state of Odisha. What we saw simply left us spellbound. What was once a God-forsaken corner has today transformed into a laboratory of pure love, where miracles happen almost on a daily basis. How did this happen? Who did it? And finally, who is the happiest? So, today in this segment, let's find out answer to these questions. Well, dear listeners, imagine you are visiting a sick friend in hospital. He, however, has recovered well, and that makes you feel happy. You finally leave him in good spirits. But as you make your way through the maze of corridors of that huge hospital, accidentally you find yourself at the doors of a murky room. You are not sure in which corner of the building you are in, but what you see in front is just shocking. The unbearable stench coming from that room hits you like an avalanche. You can barely breathe. The supine people lying on rickety beds look as if they have been given up for dead. They are downcast to the hilt, practically lifeless. You wonder what on earth is going on in that room. It destabilizes you completely. In the next instant, you make inquiries and learn that it is actually a hospital ward. A so-called ward where people are not treated to restore their health, but literally are left to die. How can this happen? Why should it be so? Your heart aches and revolts, and then someone says, because these people have no one who cares the least about them. They have no homes, no money, and are stricken with dreadful diseases. You stare at those unfortunate ones in utter disbelief for a few seconds, but can stay there no longer. You leave that place, but only physically. The pitiable scene of that ward refuses to move from your memory. It pulls and tears at your understanding of how life should be. The wild gulf that you see between your life and theirs plunges you into self-introspection. A few hours pass and the restlessness ends. You are now a different person. You have decided to act and not just react. You are determined to change that part of the world. But does it sound too good to be true? A nice and inspiring story, but just about that, because isn't there suffering all around us? But what if we tell you that this is a true life account? This is, in principle, how a tremendous service initiative started in the year 2003 at the Capital Hospital, India's eastern state of Odisha. That single gut-wrenching encounter in the ward of unknown patients, by a Sai youth, has started a holistic healthcare movement which has today, as of 2009, the year in which this article was published in our website, a contingent of 30 young, highly motivated people who have decided to dedicate their lives to enlighten the burden of these poor souls. Every morning, there are at least 6 volunteers who spend a minimum of 3 hours caring and curing these ailing individuals. And like every Sai revolution, this project too is silent, but very potent, and remains untainted by any desire for recognition, reward, or publicity. Surely, this task is not an easy one. It is not for the faint at heart. When the Radio Sai team visited this site on site of service in February 2009, a Sai youth, Miss Sangamitra Nayak, sharing her initial days in the hospital, said, and dear listeners, I quote, "At first, the environment in this ward clearly put me off. I had to struggle with the order of the patients and the hospital in general. There were terribly depressing sights everywhere. But since I was convinced Baba is pleased more with service than doing bhajans, I held on and gradually overcame my initial hesitation. Slowly, I joined the others in taking care of the old and the horribly sick. On special days, we bring sweets and other gifts for them, and the patients are so delighted. I began cherishing their joy. I thought to myself, I am at home. I have a home, relatives and families, but what do they have? One lady had maggots in her wound. We cleaned her abrasions, dressed it daily, and took care of her. When she was finally cured and ready to leave, she could no longer withhold her emotions. She hugged us and wept. It was as if she was leaving her parents' home. We were so overwhelmed to experience such sweetness, and we know all this comes from our sweet Lord. Sigh. So many such touching tales of deep love have bound me to this hospital, and so every morning I am waiting to be here, and often I am first to arrive. I feel deprived of something too precious if, for some reason, I am unable to make it any day. That is why, even when I am unwell, I don't miss this. I tell all the women members in our Sai Bhajan Center to come just once, at least once, and see the patients. Even a few loving words makes these poor ones too glad. Once you taste that happiness, you will never want to lose it. I constantly pray to Swami to bless me with such opportunities of service till the last moment of my life. Unquote. Dear listeners, this was what a volunteer of this service activities shared, Ms. Sangamitra Naik. This is the heartfelt account of just one of the many for whom this project is their life's primary passion. Well, Mr. Rajani, a senior Sai youth, is the one who, along with a few others, started this project in 2002, and since then has dedicated himself to this completely. Recounting how his initiative actually began, he said, and I quote, "Well, one day, we were in this hospital looking for a destitute person. We could not find him in the regular ward, so we inquired and searched and finally found ourselves in this most pitiable and absolutely neglected corner of this hospital. Nobody here was ready even to touch these patients, let alone help them. I do not know if even the proverbial hell would be so bad. It was absolutely distressing. That was it. We decided that we would come here every day and transform the place bit by bit into earth, if not heaven. The first day, however, was very challenging. The foul odor coming from the bodies of these patients was practically intolerable. It was nauseating and at times would lead us to vomit. There were only two of us that day, but with Swami's grace, our number grew, and now, that is as of the year 2009, when this article was published in Radio Sai site, we are a group of 30 strong volunteers. Apart from serving in this ward, we are always available to the hospital to help in any emergency or accident case. And whenever we decide to take up a big assignment in this ward, like cleaning the entire surroundings or the walls, etc., many other volunteers do join in. Besides, we also do our regular once-a-year service duty in Prashanthi Nilayam." Unquote. So that was what Mr. Rajani, a senior Sai youth, shared with us. Well, listening to the heartfelt narratives from these inspired youth is simply an eye-opener. One wonders how they manage to spare so much time and energy for a cause such as this. But more than anything else, what is it that motivates them to be engaged in such voluntary service on a continuous basis, day after day, and that too for years together? There surely is a joy that they experience here, which perhaps is far greater than anything else that the world outside can offer. Having found the elixir of true happiness, it wasn't surprising to find that every Sai youth's reflection was elevating. But the heartfelt expressions of gratitude of the patients in the ward was even more overwhelming. Well, Mr. Rajni shares another account, and I quote, "There was a former lecturer, a 70-year-old bachelor from Puri, who had come to Bhubaneswar to collect his pension. Accidentally, he fell down on the road and suffered severe head injuries. In the process, he lost his memory completely. Finally, he ended up in this ward, and we resolved to do whatever we could to restore his faculties. The doctor suggested various tests, but with faith in Sai, we persisted with our simple remedies of sincere prayer, vibhuti, and liquid medicine prescribed by the physicians. After 1.5 months of sustained care, to our delight, he not only recovered but also regained his memory. He was able to tell us his address and the details of his family. We then took him to his village, which was only 150 kilometers from here. His brother was ecstatic to see him. They had been searching for him for the last 2 months. One of the villagers came up to us and asked if we were Sai Baba people. He then revealed, I had been praying to Sai Baba for past 2 months for this man's safety, and he has now answered my prayers through you. We were speechless yet again. It was proof to us that whatever we do, Sai is always there before us." Unquote. So Mr. Rajni narrating, and Mr. Rajni narrated another case concerning a patient with 50% burns in her body. She had been receiving treatment in another hospital where the doctors had given up on her, for they believed she had no real chance of survival. But the Sai youth never lost hope. And I quote what Mr. Rajni said. Quote, "When we came to know of her condition, we literally carried her from that hospital to this ward and started to nurse her back to life. We took her in an Ayurvedic doctor. We took her to an Ayurvedic doctor within this hospital, who was confident of saving her. He told us to soak neem and betel leaves in a pot of water and clean her burn injuries every day using that medicated water. Later, he gave us a bottle of oil to apply, which he had personally prepared. We carried out this treatment plan for 3 months, and the lady recovered completely. And now she is able even to walk. In fact, the chief of surgery of this hospital was so surprised and impressed with this recovery that now he himself advises patients with burns to try this therapy. Though the hospital fraternity is now very appreciative of the work done by Sai youth, it was not so originally." Mr. Rajni shared further, and I quote, "Initially, the hospital staff and administration were very uncooperative due to government bureaucracy. They never admitted they cannot treat these patients, but at the same time said they are too hard-pressed for time. For us, however, this was a great opportunity." Unquote. Inquisitive to know what impact this ceaseless service has had in his life, we asked Mr. Rajni, "How has this helped you as a person?" And what Mr. Rajni shared was really amazing. Well, dear listeners, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and what I am reading right now is a Seva account of the Capital Hospital in the capital state of Odisha, Bhubaneswar, where a group of Sai youth go there and do the Seva. In fact, I am reading it out from our website, radiosai.org. This account was published in the year 2009, and let's take a break and listen to a song, and I will be back again.
Dani ಸರಿದಾಗಿ ಸರಿನಿ ಸರಿದಪ್ಪ ಪದ ಪದರಿ మానవుల పైనే కాదు జంతువుల మీదను గడియాజ వరద నీకు కడు ప్రీతి మానవుల పైనే కాదు జంతువుల మీదను గడియాజ వరద నీకు కడు ప్రీతి ಜಾತಮು ಕನುಲಲೋಲ ಪುಂಗೆನು ಕರುಣಾಜಲ ಪಾದಮು ಮನಸ್ಸು ಲೋಲ ಪೂಜನು ಮಮತಾಜಲ ಜಾತಮು
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Once again, Sairam, and warm welcome to all of your dear listeners for today's Thursday Live. The time right now is 12:15 p.m. and it's a warm and bright afternoon here at the ashram. So I was reading out the seva account of the service activities in a capital hospital in Bhubaneswar, Orissa. In fact, I am reading out from the seva story which was published in our website radioside.org. So till now I read out about the seva activity and also, I read out about the accounts of a few of the volunteers who are involved in the service activity. Continuing from where I left, Mr. Rajani, one of the active volunteers in the service activity, was asked that how has this seva activity helped him as a person? And for this, he said, and I quote, "I have benefited tremendously. It has transformed my life. I used to be very crooked, but now I am a different person. Like me, there are many Sai youth whose lives have changed beyond recognition. One of them used to be a heavy drinker, but after participating in his service, he felt strong enough to keep away from his bad habits and eventually joined the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. There are at least 4 youngsters in our group of 30 who were initially drawn to serve in this ward and only later came to know of Swami and became Swami's devotees. They are all new individuals now." Mr. Manoranjan Muduli, a young man in his 20s who had been serving for the past 3 months, took up this thread of personal transformation and said, and I quote, "I came here only to observe, but I felt very uneasy seeing that the Sai youth were doing and it was all strange to me. They were cleaning the wounds of patients, giving them bath, feeding them, doing every other thing for them. For a few days in the beginning, I could not get out of my revolution. Though it changed once I started to love the patients. Initially, I used to wear hand gloves, but gradually I did not even feel the need to use them. However, we do use gloves mainly for the safety of the patients, not transfer any infection from one to the other. And now I am so attached to this work that if I don't come to the hospital for a day or two, I feel guilty. Unquote. The dedication of this group of messengers of love and healing was indeed stirring. They start their day's work by chanting Omkaram and surrender their actions and results to Swami. When cleaning wounds, they apply vibhuti and also partake the same reverentially. They know no fear of infections because their faith in Sai is steadfast and they rely on Him and only Him entirely. Even while treating cases like tetanus, when normally no one is allowed anywhere near an infected individual as the disease is extremely contagious, the Sai youth enter the ward, treat and dress the wounds and deliver all-round care as usual. And the impact their work has had on staff of the hospital is marvelous. A chief nurse of the hospital said, and I quote, "The entire look of this ward has changed as a result of the efforts of Sai youth. Earlier, no one would want to enter this side of the hospital, but now, look how spick and span it is. These volunteers are incredible. Their dedication is exemplary. We find here patients with maggots in their wounds, but these young volunteers don't even wince while cleaning them. What our own nurses and sweepers cannot do, they do it willingly. That is the greatest thing, and we are so grateful to them. Because of their care and loving service, patients who normally take a month to be recovered are being discharged in a week's time. They not only clean the patients and the ward, but also treat the patients as if they were their own family. This has a great impact on the patient's sense of well-being." Unquote. So this is what a chief nurse of the hospital said in praise of the volunteers. Her words of praise, however, do not end with that. She goes on to stress how the dedicated and undaunted service of Sai youth may well take the government hospital to a new pedestal. Well, dear listeners, the Sai youth, however, are not content serving only inside the hospital. Their objective is to impart a holistic and complete patient recovery, and they are ready to do whatever it takes to achieve it. Mr. Sushant Kumar Sahu, another committed Sai youth, recalled the story of an injured young man and said, and I quote, "We came to know of a young man who had broken his thigh bone. When the cast of his leg was cut open, it was found that one leg was shorter than the other by 2/3 of an inch. It meant he would have to limp all his life, and he was only 21. The doctor at the government hospital expressed his inability to help, so we approached a specialist in a private hospital who agreed to operate on him. That gave us some hope. So we took him there, and throughout the period of his recuperation in the hospital, 4 or 5 of us attended on him round the clock taking turns. He had no friends or relatives, so we did everything, brought him food, cleaned his bedpan, changed his clothes, and stayed with him at night. This service continued not for a week or two, but for 5.5 months. On another occasion, a patient came to a private hospital in a very serious condition. He had been in coma for past 10 days and his condition was so bad that ants had started eating away at him. The hospital was not prepared to admit him, but on the medical staff, but one of the medical staff, Dr. K. P. Tripathi, took responsibility and accepted him as a challenge. This patient too did not have any relatives to look after him, so the patient authorities therefore requested us to take care of him. He remained in a coma for another 5 days. Finally, when he opened his eyes, he asked for food. His speech was still incoherent, but the doctor assured us that he would be all right. Since it was a private hospital, the medical costs were sky high, but our brother Rajni told us not to worry about money. One good thing, however, in this hospital is that when they know the Satya Sai youth are involved in a case, they don't mind treating on credit. Actually, we knew nothing about this person, and in a few days, the unpaid bill rose to ₹40,000. The chemist hesitated to give us any more medicines, but we persuaded him to continue and assured him we would pay every rupee we owed him. We took the person to a barber in a van and cut his hair and got him clean shaven and ensured he looked presentable. After this, he was subjected to many other tests and found to have a plethora of complaints affecting his kidney, heart and other organs. 26 days of continuous caring left us really tired. I needed to write an exam and had to come many kilometers on a bicycle every morning. Additionally, I had conducted tuition for a few youngsters to manage my own expenses. One day I decided I would have a chat with the doctor and discontinue my service. When I arrived at the hospital that day, I found another patient being admitted. Well, so I just thought I should continue my service, and I continued my service in the hospital, and finally this patient and the earlier patient also got cured. So dear listeners, you see, these dedicated Sai volunteers are doing a tremendous seva, and I thought today I should read out this seva activity from our website radiosai.org. Truly, there is nothing comparable to genuine selfless service, because it has the power to bestow on us that perennial joy which is actually the eternal quest of every being on this planet. When love is shared or accepted in its most undiluted form, the bliss that it can confer is unbounded, and this small but strong Sai group of angels in Odisha have tasted the spring of eternal love. They have demonstrated to the world that pure love in the guise of compassion can do to society wonders. It is only up to us to open our hearts and relish that innate yet glorious miracles in our life. Well, dear listeners, I hope you all like this account of selfless activity. In fact, you can go to our website and read this account once more if you want. You can also see the pictures of the Capital Hospital of Odisha in Bhubaneswar, India. Please write to us your comments and suggestions about this seva activity and about this segment, Seva and Sadhana. Well, the time right now is 12:25 p.m. and it's a bright and warm day here at the ashram. In a while from now, you'll be joined by Brother Arvind and Prem for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I take your leave, dear listeners. Have a nice day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
ఉపశమన మొసగేవు ఓదార్చుచుందు జ జాడ్యముల బాపికి జనులనెల్ల దీవించుటే నీదు దివ్య లీలా, నీదు దివ్య లీలా, దివ్య లీలా, నీదు దివ్య లీలా,
దివ్య లీలా, నీదు దివ్య లీలా, దివ్య ముగ సమగూ వేదన గొలగించి ఆదరించి, వేదన గొలగించి ఆదరించి, చికిత్సనొదగేవు విచికిత్సలేగా, చికిత్సనొదగేవు విచికిత్సలేగా,
వ్యాపార రీతిలో వ్యవహరించుట కాదు, రోగులకు దయతో సుఖయోగమునగూచి చుటకారు, రోగుల హృదయతో సుఖయోగమునగూచి చిరాయువును కలిగించి, చిరానందమొలిగించి, చిరాయువును కలిగించి, చిదానందమొలిగించి చందు కరుణ కోడా,
దివ్య లీలా, నీదు దివ్య లీలా, దివ్య లీలా, నీదు దివ్య లీలా.
పల్లెలకు వైద్య సదుపాయములు కలిగించి, సదుపాయములు కలిగించి
అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందిస్తూ, అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందిస్తూ, సరిగా సరిగా మగ సరిగా వర వరా ఇచ్చుది.
బహువిధములైన లౌకిక పథములు మనకు చూపెదరయ్యా తల్లి తండ్రి, ఆత్మవిద్యను గరుప గురువుకే సాధ్యము. మనకు దొరికెనయ్యా విశ్వగురువు, విశ్వగురువు. భజరే గురుచరణం దుస్కర భవ సాగర తరణం, మానస భజరే గురుచరణం దుస్కర భవ సాగర తరణం. పాఠశాలను కళాశాలను ప్రారంభించితివి, పాఠశాలలు కళాశాలను ప్రారంభించితివి. లౌకిక విద్యను ఆధ్యాత్మికమును ఏకము చేసితివి, లౌకిక విద్యను ఆధ్యాత్మికమును ఏకము చేసితివి. గురు బ్రహ్మనీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే, గురు బ్రహ్మనీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే. అంతే వాసుల పార కృపతో ఆదరమున చూచెదవు, చింతను చేర్చి ఉపదేశించి చేరువ చేసెదవు. శీల సంపద ప్రాముఖ్యమును బాల బాలికలు తిరిగించి, శీల సంపద ప్రాముఖ్యమును బాల బాలికలు తిరిగించి సకల జగతికి ఆదర్శముగా సంచరించుమని తెలిపెదవు, సకల జగతికి ఆదర్శముగా సంచరించుమని తెలిపెదవు.
ధర్మమును ప్రబోధించుటే విద్యార్థుల కర్తవ్యమందు భారతీయ సంస్కృతి వైభవము.